Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. I'm joined by a return guest today. It's the second time, and it's Gibson Johns. You might know him as a journalist. He's a host of We Should Talk, which is also a, it's through Yahoo, right? Is that right? Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
You just got back in town.
I just got back in town. It's been a rough day.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Where did you come from? This is a fun way to end it. I was in London for London Pride.
Oh, shit.
I tacked on 2 days after for Copenhagen. I'd never been, and I went by myself.
Oh shit. How does the Pride kind of like, because I saw you at our Pride here, which
yes.
was chaos. Yes.
Chaos. one of my best friends is married to a British guy, so we just kind of like fall into his social circle there, and mm-hmm. we just like it's fun. It's not as like, I mean, we just did one. I just did one day of it. I don't think it's a weekend as much there. It's like it was like noon till 4 a.m., but it wasn't like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh no! They start on like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
Do people work? Do people work?
I know.
I work. What is Vicky? I work. I don't get money from my husband. I work. I go to work. Go to work.
Go to work. Nobody wants to work these days. I know. It was really fun, but I like how it's one day. It's like we did like four parties in one day, and that was good for me.
I'm good. Yeah, that's like I'm at that point too mm-hmm. in life. Yeah. Let me ask you something real quick. What's something that's like not necessarily racist but feels racist?
I saw that you put on Instagram, and there were some good ass responses to that.
There really were. I feel so bad when I do this.
You have such creative followers. Like people,
they really are.
I always try to think of something so good that you when you put those prompts up, and I'm like, I just keep clicking through because I'm like, I know that people are gonna be better at it than I am. What was your favorite response you got? I feel like you got some good ones.
Man, I'd have to think about my favorite response. I mean, my personal one was mine, which was bunting. Because like bunting design, like bunting flag work, like it's giving, like
it's very much giving.
I know you want to say the word. I know you want to say it, just say it. It's like it's like you want to have a Confederate flag up. I could tell.
It's giving Confederate flag. That's what it's giving, but like
it's giving like rearrange. Imagine like remix. It's Confederate flag.
It's a way of getting that through. Exactly. 100%. Yeah, that one stuck out to me too. Oh my God, that was good.
I'm trying to think. Fuck, I really want to think of a good one.
I know there were some really good ones that you put up there.
Damn it. Golf was really
golf,
iconic. Yeah.
Golf has undertones for sure.
For sure. I mean, they like love Tiger Woods, but only because, you know, it's just like, mm-hmm. it's a lot. Mm-hmm. or SCOTUS. SCOTUS is a good one. I mean,
they just kind of are racist. Exactly. Yeah. I was going to say like watching all of Real Housewives, all the white Real Housewives and none of the black franchises, but it's like, that just like kind
that,
of.
That was a good one.
That also just like is kind of, you know, it's
yeah,
you
no, know. It is definitely. And people like mm-hmm. that only watch the White Housewives are definitely telling on themselves.
I don't disagree.
And it's not even like, cause it's like Potomac is just like so good.
It's also just like, it's not even about that. It's like, there's like, Potomac is like objectively,
just objectively better. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
I want to get right into one of my favorite things. One of my top of my list. And I think that you said it's on the top of your list this week too.
Yeah.
Threads just dropped today. Well, it dropped last night at the last minute.
But it feels like it was today. You know, it was like today's giving Threads.
Time is but a construct. Like mm-hmm. last night I was scrolling and I was like, it looked and it's midnight. And I was like, oh my God. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. So like, somebody who works at Instagram, like reached out to me like weeks ago, but like, I think they were reaching out to like kind of Twitter user, mm-hmm. like power users on Twitter, mm-hmm. Trying to get them to use Threads. And at first, I was just skeptical that people were actually use it. Like I was just skeptical that like, okay, here we go. It's like another Twitter clone that's like trying to replace it.
Yeah.
And so I was just like really pleasantly surprised by how quickly people were engaging with it and posting and leaning into it. And it really I was so surprised. And it just felt like I landed from my flight last night. And like all of a sudden people have been posting on it for like hours. And I was like, okay, what did I miss here?
Yeah.
And it just felt kind of like the first day of school. Like it kind of felt like, it felt like early Twitter in a really fun, refreshing way. But there's not exclusively that, because there's this also tinge of like, there's also elements of there's evidence of the fact that people have been using social media like Twitter for the past 15 years, which is yeah. The brands are already going off. People are doing prompt tweets, kind of like prompt threads, I would say. So it's a really kind of wild mind fuck, but I really am enjoying it so far.
I would say same too. I feel like super chaotic on it, but like that's my wheelhouse. That's kind of like what I do is chaos. And it's also, I feel like I'm like using it like Twitter, but kind of like an Instagram story as well. Like, except I'm not telling any story. I'm literally just shit posting 24/7. So I haven't like figured out the way I want to use it, but I don't know. I think I'm excited, and anything to get me away from that fucking like cesspool of hate and division that is Twitter.
It's hard. It's a little bit bittersweet just because I feel like we spent so much time like building stuff up there, and there were some pockets of that that I still do enjoy pockets of that, but ultimately like it was going too far down this road of like no return. And I think it is kind of unclear exactly what Threads is for, but I think that's kind of the fun of it. You know, I think
he's trying to sue them now of like this afternoon.
Yep, I saw that on Threads.
You can't just like leave us alone.
I know.
Just leave us alone. Like, just let us be happy.
It's like when I was away, he was like doing the tweet view limit or something like that. And
yeah, rate limit exceeded.
I'm like, it's like he shot himself in the foot. And then now, I mean, it just kind of, it's also hilarious. One of my favorite things about today has been just like watching Instagram influencers trying to figure out what to do on Threads, because it's like, it's essentially Twitter. So it's like you have to use your words, and you have to have like kind of a personality.
Use your words, writer girl.
Funny. Right. Use your words, writer girl. But like these girls aren't writer girls. You know, these girls are photo girls.
They are shirtless selfie instagays.
Shirtless selfies instigays. It's like it's people like being like, what should I get for lunch? Or like it's just so rudimentary. And I'm just, it's really funny.
It's really funny because we're all in the same sandbox again.
Yeah.
It's just
but
it's fucking hilarious, and I'm trying to be patient. I'm like, at least they're trying, but it's like literally watching them write words for the first time. Yes. Like it's just really, really funny to me.
Yes. I think a lot of people use the excuse of like, oh, I don't like Twitter, it's like toxic on there, to not be on it. But I think in actuality, the reason why you weren't on it is because you weren't successful on that, and you weren't funny enough to succeed there. And so
exactly.
It's just funny to watch.
I think that when the discourse kind of switches in a bit, and it kind of like right now everyone's really happy, but I give it like a week and then the wars are going to begin. And I'm like, that's going to be, because really I do want a little bit of chaos so we can
Please. Yeah. I mean, like, I'd love if it like leaned more positive than Twitter did, but like that's a low bar, first of all. Yeah. And second of all, it's like, it needs to get some edge, and it'll find its edge, but it'll be interesting to see who sticks around. And I hope enough people do.
I think they will. Yeah. Is there a specific celeb that you think will thread the best?
That is such a good question. I'm trying to think of a celebrity that sort of like left Twitter because of like political stuff. And
oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm seeing so many pop. I saw so many pop up today that I'm like, you're not going to last on here.
Well, Ira Madison. Remember when he was ousted from Twitter?
Yes. Yes.
But then he came back, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah, he came back. Yeah, but he was away for a while. He was away from there for a while.
So Ira, start using.
There's a lot of people that have popped up today in my feed, and the feed itself is a little chaotic too. But like, people like Zac Efron, like he's not going to last on Threads. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw a couple today that were like, that I was kind of excited about. But
what housewife do you think is going to thread the best? I already know mine. I feel like Tamra Barn. Well, I say Tamra Barney still to this day. I think Tamra Judge is going to
be good at it.
Because she's already kind of a menace. Real life, but then even with her words too, and then she already kind of fights with people on Twitter and on her podcast. So, and I think that kind of, she does that video podcast thing, right? I don't listen, but like or watch, I guess. But she's kind of like kind of straddles those worlds. I just feel like Tamra's gonna be someone.
I agree. I think that
someone to watch in that space of chaos.
Yeah, she's in that. She's in that kind of crosshair. And I saw a prompt today that was like, like what's the going to be the first instance of like somebody bringing up a thread as like a receipt or like the first like thread like feud.
This and you
my for some reason my mind went to Dubai because they were like fighting like cats and dogs on Twitter during their first season because
I didn't really watch. I didn't follow.
So like two of them like they are like messy as fuck on Twitter, and so I just think that they're like they can't help themselves because they're like they tried to they're trying to like assert themselves and make a name for themselves. So I think that
I think that
could happen there.
Or Candace Dillard.
Candace Dillard, yes, and I have not seen evidence of her on Threads yet, shockingly.
We will see.
Another person could be Carol Radziwill, who just like says whatever she wants. As long as she doesn't get too political on there. And the other one is Brandi Glanville, but that's she can't.
She the other day was, we'll talk about this. I'll talk about it in a minute because I want to talk about Kyle and Mauricio and all that. But just going off of the wave of Twitter or whatever we were talking about, just Twitter spaces, threads chaos. Chicken strips, chicken tenders, chicken. Mm-hmm. What it's all the same. What about them? I'm gonna make this really short because I'm so like, but we have to cover it, we have to talk about it. But like the what was it, 4th of July, and some gay in Fire Island tweeted, I don't even know who this guy is, but
me neither.
He put like a text message exchange up, and it was like one of his housemates basically in the nicest way, by the way, was just kind of like trying to talk to him about the fact that this guy went into his room and ate his last chicken finger that he'd been hiding in his room, obviously hiding it because he knew that his housemates would be eating his food if he left it out in the common spaces. The guy was like, you know, I'm not even that mad, just please replace my chicken strip. And he was like, and instead of replacing the chicken strip, he just put it online. He took the screenshot, put it online as if he was, this is the thing about gay people online. Mm-hmm. They'll like constantly have such demented main character syndrome that they'll tell you a full on story, not realizing that they're the villain the entire time.
Exactly. They're telling on themselves and from the jump.
Like, and it did not go his way. They were like eating him. But I think enough people were hyping him up to where like he just started, you know, clout chasing it the entire day. And he was like talking about how he got like recognized on the boardwalk. And I'm like, then you woke up, babe. No one's recognizing you from chicken finger Twitter drama. Like, get a life.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
They had like a themed party about it.
Oh, I didn't see that. No.
Yeah. And it, like,
did they buy a bunch of chicken fingers from the pantry?
They put like a table, like a dish of chicken fingers on a chair, and then put yellow construction tape all around it.
Oh my God. Please.
And was like, do not touch. And I was like, I don't even understand what we're doing here. And then next thing you know, the lows like going to be like, you know, the raccoons are going to be coming out to like eat it.
I mean, fucking deer. Yeah, I know. Literally.
Why don't you tell the internet that you're stealing food from someone's bedroom in Fire Island? First off,
I think that he thought that like, the idea of somebody confronting you over one chicken finger
somehow more ghetto
why did you go into his room in the first place? I do have questions about like how it was being stored in the bedroom. Like, was it covered? Was it just sitting out? Was it in the little
left some things
container?
In my room, but not necessarily chicken fingers, but you know, I've
right, left, but, like, if, but like saving tips. Like an oak. Of
yeah.
course, but like just like a chicken finger for, yeah. like, for what? Was it for like 5 hours later? Was it like when they got home that night? I'm definitely on the person's side who had the chicken fingers. But
for sure.
I just have questions.
It's just like, are y'all not embarrassed to be like bunking up with this many people in the house, stealing chicken fingers, fighting over them, fighting about it online?
I'm also just like, find some true friends, like. Like that's not, if you're hanging your friend out to dry like that easily just for like a couple likes on Twitter, please.
And then the next day people were fighting in front of the canteen where the chicken fingers originally came from. People were fist fighting. Did you see that? Did you fight?
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see it?
No.
Oh my God, Gibson, I thought you saw. I put it up on my story and everything. They were fighting because, you know, my people were on the streets. They were like,
of course, no, you have correspondence. Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, girl, the people are fighting at the canteen right now. I was like, not at the canteen.
PSB News. Exactly. Yes.
I was like, guys, it pains me to bring this to you. I don't love to bring you this news, but like for the third, 4th of July in a row.
We love to take it. Yes.
Yeah. But they were fist fighting. They were fighting. They were
the original place. Friends. Is it the original friends?
No, it was like some complete. I think I believe some other.
It just happened to be okay.
Yeah, and there were chicken fingers girls flying in the air, and people. I just, you know, I feel like. Do you? You've been to Fire Island, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like something about it in the past couple of years. Something switched, and I feel like it's kind of gone from like it used to be like, kind of chic. It was like cute. You could have like a really relaxing time. Now it is just feels like a gay Jersey Shore and just like.
Yeah, I think the gates have opened.
Yeah. Sure.
And like, and
I think it was the movie.
I think it was like kind of the pandemic. I think that we still all are not, I don't want to say we, but like a lot of people still feel this like feral energy, I think, especially when it's summer. I mean, I've noticed there's gays that I see who go to Fire Island every week, and I'm like, I don't see you for the other 9 months of the year, except for you, all of a sudden you're in Fire Island June, July, and August. You know what I mean? There's something that, like, I don't know. And
I don't get it. I work.
Me too. And I was watching them fight. I can't afford a quarter share. Exactly. I can't do that.
Well, I can't afford it, but I just don't want it. I don't like it enough. And I don't have enough time to take off from work. I work. I felt like even if I work from the island, it's like so difficult to work out there.
Oh my God. Focus. No, it's like impossible. Yeah. Please. I mean, that's what they're all doing, but please.
Yeah. They're fighting. Yeah, please. Yeah. They're fighting over chicken fingers, barefoot, fighting over fry food. Fucking yeah. I don't know. Good luck, guys. I don't know. P-Town isn't much better either. I think we have to invade Rehoboth next.
Wasn't there a fight at the pizza shop there last summer?
Yep.
Or was that two
Spiritus?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know.
I'll be your feet on the ground, your boots on the ground. Labor Day.
Please do. Okay. Yeah. I'll be in Fire Island.
Yeah. So. I'll be your correspondent. Perfect.
That's what I was telling the internet. I said at this point, I'm just a friend of. I just show up for the premiere. Memorial Day and the Labor Day finale. I'm like, I just pop in and out. I'm like old school Marlon. Wow. Just come in.
Eating chicken fingers in the corner. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's like, all right, how was the rest, y'all? It was good? Okay, well, I'm going to collect my chicken.
You're in the corner with your chicken fingers. You throw one into the group and just see what happens.
Yeah, and just leave.
Right.
Yeah, so.
What's.
What else is going on? Oh my God, this chaos. The White House found a baggie of cocaine on 4th of July. Did you hear about this?
But we don't know whose it is. Yes, I have heard about this.
We don't know whose it is. Though. Listen, apparently originally it was found in the visitors area, they said. But then I read today that they said that it was found in a different area than it was originally said that they found it in a different area. The cocaine was originally, like, allegedly it was found in an entrance area between the foyer and the lower level lobby. The entrance
lower
is
level.
Yeah, the lower level.
not the lower level.
I know. Well, Lou. Okay. And guys, oh wow, that's yeah. No, so, the entrance is near some vehicles, like the vice president's limo and the SUV park. So who knows?
But it's giving somebody with credentials. That's what it's giving.
Yeah, it's giving, I don't know.
With some clearance. I don't know.
I'm still blaming Tiffany Trump. I think it was she left it behind. I don't know.
Or one of her hangers on, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on. They're finding coke baggies in the. I don't know. It's so crazy. Y'all fighting over chicken fingers. I mean, America's so unserious.
I'm telling you, people are fucking feral and just.
And also, it's like the hottest year on recorded record. I don't know.
It's rough out there.
Yeah. Kyle Mauricio,
where were you when you heard the news?
Did you believe the rumors like leading up to it? Okay, so wait, okay, so.
No, okay.
I don't even know where to begin, right?
So I don't either. I've been seeing the speculation on TikTok.
Yeah.
Around various things. I mean, first of all, there have been the rumors about him for years.
Yeah.
And then there's obviously like the kind of playful story.
It's been going on forever though.
About him and Dorit that like people love to push and bring up, whatever. But like none of that, there was never any like It was always like said as that it was like an open secret, but there was never actually any actual evidence. I don't think that I ever saw about that being like valid.
Yeah.
And then in the last month or so, the speculation about her and that country singer that she keeps posting kind of reached fever pitch, and like
people were saying it was because she kept her fingernails short.
They did say that. They said that
because I said why, and they said because she was digging that lady out. I don't know, y'all. I don't know nothing about the lifestyle. That's what they were saying online. Y'all take it up with them. I ain't say it. I don't know anything about that. But listen, but I love Kyle.
I love their relationship. I love Kyle. I love Mauricio. But to me, it's sort of just like, I don't know if I believe that specific speculation.
Yeah,
but I do believe that, like, when there's that much smoke.
Yeah.
And speculation, like something has to be going on. Like the daughters weren't tagging her in some of the wedding content, but they were tagging him.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't interacting with his birthday stuff for her. It all seemed like very just like low level petty stuff, but like ultimately that stuff like does signify something to me.
Yeah.
And so something was clearly going on.
Well, so apparently, you know, people said that they were going to split and get divorced, but then they released a joint Instagram statement basically saying that all the claims about them divorcing are untrue. What do you think about all that? I mean, like,
people had said they were separated. People said they're separated, and they never said they were divorced. And I think that we all saw the separation thing
and immediately thought divorce.
We don't make the distinction. We're just like, oh my fucking God, like their marriage is over, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And like, and so I think that Kyle saying any, she was like alluding to the divorce talk. She was alluding to any other claims aren't true. I think she was alluding to all the TikTok speculation. I think she was alluding to like everything, all the other noise around it.
Yeah.
But like, again, it's sort of like, okay, then like, why do they separate? You know, like if it's not the woman, if it's not his stuff from the past, what is it? You know, I don't know.
I wonder who's going to hold her feet to the fire. Not that I think that she deserves to have her feet held to the fire, because I do love Kyle. But I wonder, is it going to be like, I just worry about that show it's like at this point, they're all friends. So it's like.
Right. And the thing is, it's like the timing of it being released. People Magazine does not publish things unless they've verified something.
No, they're not somebody.
They're not going to do that. Like they're very careful because they don't want to be turned away from like the talent team in the future. So like people have
exclusives every time with Housewives.
I believe that they knew that was coming out, and that, you know, that's the sourcing was probably pretty close to their camp.
Yeah.
So because the timing of the release was the Monday before 4th of July, which means
it was like 5 p.m. on
vacation. It's like people on vacation, it's going to make a little bit less noise. There's going to be a few less follow-up stories, whatever. And so, and then they follow up with a statement, which they probably had pretty much ready. So I'm just sort of like, the timing of this is actually perfect for her to not have to deal with it that much on camera, because they just stopped filming. They're not going to film the reunion. Yeah. It's not going to air until the fall. So they're not going to film the reunion until the end of the year. So like she has a lot of time right now to work through things,
unless she's filming interview testimonials.
Yeah, you're right.
So she probably is going to have to answer it in that sense.
You're right. But if there's nothing about it in a scene, I'm just curious how they'll, you know, and there's nothing really much to film unless they're going to film like a scene with her and Mauricio, like, you know what I mean? Like pick back the cameras.
So. I mean, let's be real. It's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There's not much to film in general. So y'all already know how I feel about that show.
I know. So I don't know. Like, I think the timing is on a coincidence. The timing is on a mistake that this came out when it came out. That's my biggest take on it.
Yeah. On that note, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills being like literally the bottom of my list of housewives, it's like OC used to be down there, and now they're in a renaissance.
It's up there. Yes.
They are full. They I'm with, keep surprising
I'm with
me.
You on this. I know.
First episode, I was like, this is cute.
I didn't really give a fuck about it, to be honest. I forgot it was going back like a million times.
Yeah. It hits, you guys. It's like old school, but it's not even trying to be old school. These women are fucking kooky. They got the right kooky mix.
Women are old school. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. There's so many things that are working for it that I didn't even like give it credit for going into the season. And like, I was skeptical about the Taylor of it all. I was like kind of skeptical about Tamara coming
back. Oh my God.
She's
amazing.
She's doing so much.
She's the right energy.
I totally agree. I think that like, Tamara coming back has like taken some of the pressure off of Heather and she's loosened up a little bit. Like Taylor versus Heather doesn't seem like punching down at all to me. It seems like kind of like Taylor's an OG, you know, like she can go, she can
and
hang,
she's from Beverly Hills. So if anyone's going to try to talk down to Heather Dubrow, it's going to be, and then of course, Heather Dubrow is going to be like, well, you think you know, it's just
they're
like,
fighting
so...
over their fucking they're fighting over their fucking IMDb credits, which is just like, that's perfect. I love it. Like that is like it's like 22 episodes, like
in a saloon, it's beyond. In Montana,
in a fucking saloon in Montana. Like this trip is giving for me. I don't know. The whole,
it's really, really good.
It's really good. And I think the part of it is like, because it's just so, I mean, I guess similarly to how Miami was last season, it was like such just like light, like
after Jersey
drama, after Jersey and Pump Rules back to back, it was like all giving a lot for us. And like, so I think OC is just like, this is what we wanted.
Yeah.
And it just proved it is, I love it because it proves that they don't need some big ass like divorce or death or crime or scandal to like have a good season of these shows, which I was kind of worried that was the case, honestly.
Yeah.
But this is proving that that's not the case.
And
I love it.
And you know what? I'm really liking the new woman. The more I just keep feeling like, I feel like hesitant. I'm like, I feel like there's going to be something. But the more they show her, I'm like, she's handled the way these women poke and prod her with such like grace. And I feel like she's going to be a good housewife long-term. I feel like she doesn't lose her cool easily. And she's kind of just like, but also a little bit deer in headlights.
Yes. But it's a good combo, like, I think.
But she's not cried really.
Yes.
Or she's not screamed and ran out of a room. Or
it's like, you know, Tamara brought her on and then just subsequently just like completely like
dropped
like
her
threw under the bus. Totally. But like, and like a weaker housewife would have like cried about that and would have like reacted very differently. But Jen has just like reacted by confronting Tamara and confronting Gina, and like, it's been great. Like, I think that I think that she's really promising. Like, and she fits right in, honestly.
I think as long as they just don't fall into the trap of making like a clearly defined villain. I feel like it's perfect when there's like literally everyone's kind of a villain. Like,
yes.
I like when Heather's like likable, but then also there's a really part of her that most of the women on the show don't even like her. So it's like, so I think it's in a good space.
She came in last year and there was this sort of like untouchable vibe about her. But I think now that Tamara's back, it's like, one, she's not untouchable. And two, like, she doesn't have to perform as much. She can just kind of like, she doesn't have to be like, I think that she wanted that queen bee crown, but ultimately it's like too much pressure to engage all the time and like be perfect. And I don't know.
Also, it's like kind of this open-ended, like you're like just logistically how it would work in the future, because she doesn't even like live in the OC, right? So it's
I know.
Is it she going to be over with the show or what happens there? So I think that's kind of like something that's kind of hanging over the entire season, which is interesting but also a little bit unnerving because we finally have like a good show. So
I know. I think that like the show could work without her, but I think that she complicates the Shannon Tamara dynamic enough.
Whereas
if she wasn't there, they'd probably just like have an alliance, like a full alliance again, and like that's not as fun. So I agree. Like I wonder if she's angling for Beverly Hills, but I don't think she would work on Beverly Hills. I think OC is right for her.
So, you don't think so?
I don't know.
I'd see her there. She'd probably be the most interesting one.
No,
I could see her arguing with Sutton every day. I could see them like, I feel like they would fucking hate each other.
You make Sutton, a good point. You make a good point.
Sutton and Heather Dubrow, please imagine them on a vacation together.
You make a good point.
They would not get along.
No. I think they would like try. I think they think they would. And they just think they wouldn't. Yeah.
Absolutely not. I want to ask you what your next thing on your list is.
Well, I sort of alluded to it, but
okay.
Did you saw what Brandy said about Teddy on Twitter?
Oh Brandy, my God, I posted. Yeah, did you see? Because like she was like, people think I've had all this work done to my face, but I've only had this, and I had a facelift just like Teddy did, and I was like, what the fuck, Teddy? And she tagged Teddy, and I was like, Teddy catching strays.
And then I followed up. I didn't see that Teddy had responded, and she was like, Dr. Sunder is the best there is when you're ready, and did her and put her Instagram on there. And honestly, like, I kind of, okay, Teddy's like probably one of my least favorite housewives of all time.
But she's got a good sense of humor about,
but she has a good sense of, she's developed that sense of humor about herself so much more, and like since she's been off the show, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, You know what? Like, I have to respect where I have to respect is due right here. And like, I'm just like,
yeah,
she handles this kind of shit well. I really do think that. And like, I'm glad she's not on the show anymore. And I don't think she should be back ever. But like, she can throw punches and hang with the best of them sometimes.
She can. I feel like she's got kind of a funny sense of humor. Like sometimes it works. She's kind of like, yeah, like she's really snarky. I don't ever want to see her back on Housewives as a housewife.
No, I'm not making that case. Don't worry.
No, yeah. But I think that like there's a place for her if there's ever a need for a host of something or like a panel or like sure. I could see her doing stuff like that for Bra. I don't know, but not as a housewife.
Do you remember that interview she did with Dorit after the robbery last year? She was like an extra correspondent. She was like an extra correspondent at the time, and she like did like this very staged interview with Dorit outside of like Kyle's store opening or whatever it was.
Yeah,
and like it was one of the most painful things. She was in her brunette hair eras too, so it was like very giving. It was giving like newscaster.
They're serious. Yeah,
it was giving like local newscaster, and like it was not the vibe. And go watch that if you're listening. Okay. Because it's really
okay, so maybe not something. Okay,
so maybe not host, but like I just think that she's a good person to operate in sort of the middle ground of like
right
not on the show, probably won't get, I mean maybe she could do a girls trip at some point, I'm sure they'll ask her at some point, but like
yeah,
you know, I don't love her, but I appreciate
she's somewhere in the middle.
She's developed a thick skin over the years, I would say.
She's not the Carrie, she's not the Charlotte, she's not the Samantha or the Miranda. She's the woman at home in Nebraska watching them on TV. So that's who she is.
That's who she is.
That's who you are. I love Heather Dubrow. Oh man,
that was such a good moment when she shut Taylor down. Oh my god, I loved it.
You guys, if you guys aren't watching Real Housewives of the OC, you're wrong. I'm telling you, just like I told you about Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, which we'll talk about later. It's good.
You can also like jump back into it. Like they give a lot of follow-up because Tamra returned. They gave so much like background onto like
you don't have to watch. And,
no, like just,
you don't have to watch anything from the past. Like when Tamra left,
episode one of the season. Yep, totally.
Yeah, and it feels like she kind of never left in a way.
Yeah, 100%.
Second on my list is Kiki Palmer right now. Everything about her, always. I'm always obsessed with her, but she's got this podcast, Kiki Palmer, Baby, This Is Baby, This Is Kiki Palmer. She did this interview with Kamala Harris. and first off, like literally SCOTUS is like ruling after ruling, stripping civil rights from every fucking marginalized community. We have the hottest year in record, you know, like climate crisis is like a soaring. Our democracy is literally being held together by scotch tape. And this woman is on a press tour, like she's on a summer blockbuster, talking about her silk presses and what time she likes to work out in the morning. And I'm like, she is deep in her silly goose era. And I'm obsessed, but like Kiki's the perfect person to interview Kamala. It's just like,
perfect.
Everything that she was saying out of her mouth, she's like, come on, High School Musical. I was like, stop it, Kiki.
No, Kiki Palmer, like her,
it's so unserious.
Her delivery and like her cadence.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's, I can't even put into words. Like she,
yeah.
I've not listened to that. I listened to one she did with Ali and AJ about like Disney Channel or something, but like I've not listened to the Kamala Harris one, but like she's one of a kind. And I will, anything she does to me is gold. Anything.
I think I'm going to do one of those online petitions to get her somehow on prime time, or just like, or at least get her in Wendy Williams' old time slot on television.
God.
She needs to be on television.
Idea. I agree.
She shouldn't be like on just like an audio podcast, because like obviously she's a great voice and stuff, but it's all about her. She's an actress.
Yeah.
She's a performer. You have to see
physical.
Her.
She's physical. Yes.
I want to see like a variety show.
Why do they not think about her for a Wendy Williams type show? Like why that she was on some GMA thing with like Michael Strahan and whatever, but like which had its moments, but I'm like, no, yeah. She's a one woman show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. She's one of the few guests on Wendy Williams that actually gave it back to Wendy Williams. Remember when Wendy Williams tried to interview her about like Trey Songz or something like that? And
yes.
I forget exactly what it was, but You guys go back and look at that. But she's one of the few people that actually like read Wendy on the show. And everyone in the audience was clapping for her, which doesn't usually happen with the Wendy audience.
No. And one thing about
Kiki with the co-hosts,
she'll read anybody. Like she read Steve Harvey a couple of times. Like she'll go for it. And I love that.
Love her.
She didn't give a fuck.
And she's gorgeous. Love you. Love you, Kiki.
And she's gorgeous.
He's like, she listens to this, right?
Hey, love you, Kiki. You never know.
You never know. Yeah. I wanted to talk about NeNe Leakes was filmed walking around Beverly Hills. Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that.
It's giving like
she'd come back for the fans if they wanted.
Yeah, she's being filmed in like Rodeo Drive or whatever in LA, and you know how this stuff works. I mean, maybe not the we watch a lot of this stuff, so I think you and I can like tell when something is definitely staged. If you're no one is just running up to her with paparazzi cameras on Rodeo Drive. If they she called them and she did this to try to get leverage, to try to get the fan response to bring up the fact that they want her back on the show. But the only reason that they want NeNe back is because the show is so unwatchable.
It's not a good season. Because they just did that thing where they cut out they blurred out the intro or whatever. And that was I think she was capitalizing on the outcry from that, which is tied to her people and her wanting her back. It was good timing for her, but it's just like it's so transparent.
And she's basically saying I would come back for the fans. I'm like, NeNe, let's be clear, you don't have the option to come back. You sued the network.
Exactly.
And it's not like why it's like you don't, not to say that I don't know, we don't know what's but it's come on, like I think that making the argument that you weren't offered deals because of the color of your skin when like literally Candy has been offered more spinoffs than any other housewife and she's black. Like, what are you talking about? It's because you're just not that likable, NeNe. Like people like you're iconic.
Yeah.
But Candy, there's something about her. Her curating is different.
It's the highest.
Yeah. People relate to her. Audiences like her. She's got a lot of different stuff in her life that kind of makes her relatable to audiences.
She's interesting, but less polarizing, I would say.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, NeNe, it's not an option for you. You can't sue NBC Universal.
No, you can't. Like,
Never mind, girl. Come on back.
Like, and it's like, it's so far that like they won't even, again, they cut out the intro, like they don't even want to even touch it with a 10-foot pole. So it's like, it's, you know, in an ideal world, what I wish that had not happened and that she could come back, of course, like the show needs something, but like it's not going to be NeNe because of how far things have gone in that situation. It's just like it's
anyone that even thinks that there's an opportunity for NeNe to come back on that show or any show on Bravo or NBC or probably any network at this point, because I think that's kind of like, just doesn't know how networks work. So
I will say, I do think that like, I'm surprised that nobody has snatched her up or given her an opportunity of something. Just, I mean, I agree. They see what happened with Bravo.
I think it looks like a nightmare. Like,
totally. But it's like I do think people would watch if she did something. I do. But I don't know what it would be.
I think it's clear that she's a nightmare because, I mean, like, just even the stuff about her, like, allegedly assaulting production when she was working on the show the second time. Mm-hmm. Remember, she, like, chipped a guy's tooth and knocked his tooth out?
Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
When she grabbed the camera guy in the closet. Yeah.
I don't even know. Yeah. It seems like a nightmare.
Do you think that Kim should come back? Or what would you want to see that?
So
I'm curious.
As you know, because we were both on that live show at Soho House, and one of my my iconic moment was the Kim Zolciak smoking in the car with the glass white Sivendale.
Yeah, iconic.
Now, this is because people online and stuff like that lack nuance to understand that something can be iconic, but you don't have to like the person, right?
Right.
So, like, Kim Zolciak is obviously demented. Like, it's like, you know, she makes really nasty statements about black women in the past. She said that racism isn't real. There's a lot of like really problematic stuff, but that was an iconic moment, you know. But like, do I want her back on my television? No, I think she probably gave her best, and I don't think that she's gonna save that show. And also, I think it would be a huge slap in the face to all the black and brown women that watch the show, I think, who originally watched the show and made it what it is, that stayed with the show when it started to get in the huge slump era, which we're quite literally in the middle of. I feel like we're in the valley of it. And they're still sticking with it. I think it would be a huge slap in the face to those women for to have a white woman come on that says that said that racism doesn't exist. That would be you just quit the show, pull the plug in if that's what's going to happen. So I don't think that Kim is going to save it.
I think you could put
Kim on Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yeah.
I think you do that. I think that would make the most sense for where she's at in her life and what she needs to do. And she probably can't film that much, but at least it's a quick check.
What about Atlanta though? Like, how do you fix Atlanta?
So I don't know how you fix Atlanta.
I think keeping Portia back.
I don't think so. I think that seeing her on Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip completely soured me on her. Like, I think that she's just like not, I think she's self-produced. I think that she's not necessarily the nicest to new people. She doesn't seem like she's really that fun to like, I think people think that like, she's a lot funner than she actually is.
But like, I don't want nice really. I want somebody who's like not willing to, not afraid of conflict, that isn't afraid to be a little bit unlikable.
But that, I'm sorry but like the problem for me on Atlanta is that unlike all the other franchises, they don't play nice. Like they don't ever just get like fun and kiki. And I think that like, that's the great thing about Potomac is like, even like Karen can hate Giselle, but they will still get in a river raft and do what needs to be done for the show. And I don't think that like the women on Atlanta really do that. Like Kenya won't even look at Marlo.
They're icing Marlo out. And that never works. That always results in bad TV. Always. It's what they tried to do to Wendy last year.
I don't know what you really do with that show.
I don't know either.
I think honestly what you do with Atlanta at this point, because it's a show that is like, so its identity is so ingrained and like it's so attached to Nene and Kim and even Candy at this point. Like if you took Candy off, what else do you have? I think maybe you just honestly give it a break, kind of like Miami maybe, and come back and see in a couple of years. And in the meantime, maybe pick up and do something where we could have like I hate to say just like another black cast, but like maybe we go over to New Orleans and see what's popping over there. Maybe we give a different locale opportunity. New Orleans is also in the South, but completely different than, I've said this before on this podcast, or maybe you go to, I don't know, maybe go to the Midwest. There's a lot of, I think you give it a break. I think you like, and then people miss it. And I don't know. Cause Sanya ain't it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. She seems like a very nice lady. I really like her. Yeah. I really like her. She's just, every time I think that it's like going to fully work with her, it doesn't fully click. It has not fully clicked yet.
It's never going to be Drew for me. I'm so fucking sorry, you guys. I don't care to see her doing her music career. I don't give a fuck about Drew. What's his name?
Ralph.
I don't give a fuck about any of that stuff. See, this is how like removed I am from this show. I don't even remember the.
Well, for me, it's like when we found out that they were divorcing each other, like after filming Wrapped, I'm like, to me, it's kind of giving Jen Shaw where it's like, okay, for the past three seasons,
there goes our fucking storyline.
Right. But it's like, have you given us anything authentic for the past 3 years? You know what I mean? If she's like basically just put up this front of like, I had this good marriage, yada, yada, yada. She wouldn't fully engage in any of the drama around it. And which would have been good TV if she had. And it's just sort of, I just don't really believe anything that she's telling us.
Yeah.
Given what we know. And I'm just like, ugh. And now I think the divorce is like going to get her another season. But I just don't know how upfront she really, when she was on Watch Happens Live, she would barely engage about it. And I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't really know what show she's filming. It's not the one I want to watch.
It's not the same one. Nope. It's not.
And the crazy thing about it is everyone, like the more I see Marlo, the more people hate her. But to me, she's the only funny person on that show.
She's the only person delivering anything on that show.
She's like trying to make the show work and they don't want to give her anything. I feel like she's very threatening to them.
I think it's there and it's like, it makes them look bad. It doesn't make her, it makes her look better. Please.
I think there's something going on where I think that she brings down the, like the quality of the show,
like D-class of the show or something.
Yeah. Which is kind of like,
but it's like, stop bringing up the fact that she was arrested 23 years ago. Like I'm over that being the thing that you use against her. It's like,
So was Nene and Nene made the show. Yeah.
It's like, what does that say? What does that tell me anything about her? Like nothing at this point.
And what are we talking about? Like D-class the show? Like, has the show ever been classy? Kim is literally being sued by Target for non-payment of her fucking credit cards by Target. The white one is me. And so what are we talking about? Like, yeah, she was smoking Newports indoors, eating pizza while she was getting lasers, like to like laser off her fat. while the other woman watched her butt naked in her wigs. What are we talking about? The show's never been classy. You talk about declass the show. You better film with Marlo. That's all you bitches have is Marlo. As far as I'm concerned, I love you, Marlo.
I love Marlo too. I love her. I will always be behind Marlo, honestly. I think she's amazing TV. I think that she like overcorrected a little bit when she became a housewife, but I think she's recalibrated. And she doesn't have that much to work with. Like nobody's like engaging with her, you know? So she's making her own show, you know?
So honestly, like just take Marlo and Kim Zolciak and put them on a girl's trip with maybe like some, oh my God.
Could you imagine?
Oh my God. Here's my fantasy next. Maybe we don't even. I'm thinking, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
We got to go to the Caribbean or something like that. Or maybe we go to like Saint-Tropez.
Okay.
Could be like kind of like, I'm just thinking somewhere like sunny. Like maybe it's like Saint-Tropez. Maybe, I don't know. We've got Sutton and Garcelle.
Okay.
Kim and Marlo.
Kim and Marlo, I can't. Okay. Just imagine. Oh my God, I can't.
We have, how many is that? That's four. Four.
That's just, okay, that's just so, that four.
Karen Huger has to go.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Karen
Huger's
going.
Why the fuck has she not been on a girls trip yet? Please.
We've got Karen Huger and Ashley Darby together.
Gorgeous pairing. Love.
Yes. And then our last two are, Give me a city.
Jersey,
We got to do Jersey. Margaret and Dolores.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just imagining Garcelle interacting with like Kim Zolciak or Sutton and Marlo like hanging out. Oh my God.
Dolores and Marlo.
That's honestly heaven. Like I love that cast.
Isn't that iconic?
Yes.
And then Kim Sutton is just like
Kim will get like sent home early or something. Right. Exactly.
Okay. We'll ship it.
Listen,
guys.
Put it out.
And Sutton has things in common because she's from Georgia.
From Georgia, exactly. She's Southern Belle. Yes.
I love it already.
I'm here for that.
Ship it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What is next on your list?
Next on my list was that clip that went viral towards the end of last week from Claim to Fame. That was Tom Hanks's niece. Did you see that?
No. No.
Okay, so there's this clip. There's some show called Claim to Fame, which is basically like, relatives of famous people who go on a show hosted by Kevin.
Okay, I saw the clip, but I don't ever watch it.
Right, I've never watched the show, but this clip is of Tom Hanks's niece.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the people try to guess who they're all related to, and somebody successively. This is the first episode, apparently, and the guy like successfully guessed that she is related to Tom Hanks, and then she basically just like implodes, and she's like. She was like, I needed more camera time. Like he got such easy clues. She like storms through the bedroom. It's like, it's such an amazing clip. Like she's very composed at first. And then she just like loses it as she,
so she's
like,
a she leaves star the fucker basically. Right.
Yeah. She then, yeah. 100%. Like she clearly like wanted to be on the show. She like wanted to become like an Instagram influencer out of it. Yada, yada, yada. So that clip goes viral. And then Logan, who is Ariana Maddox's a gay best friend from, he like appears on Vanderpump Rules, but he's not really on the show. He works at TomTom. He's a manager there. He comes in and says that, oh my God, I was watching this clip and I'm like, she looks so familiar. Turns out she used to work at Sir.
Oh my God.
So clearly like this woman and-
Oh, she's
and
like chasing
found,
fame.
And I found out on Who Weekly, you know that clip of Lizzie McGuire where she's trying to hit the note in that movie? Do you remember that?
No,
you've seen that clip. There's a clip from this movie called Raise Your Voice. She like they clearly dubbed her voice to make it sound better.
High School Musical.
Okay, High School Musical. Maybe I do like High School Musical. And apparently that this girl's in that movie with her. So this woman's been like trying to make her way over the years, like to be famous, and it just like kind of the clip in and of itself was amazing. But then everything kind of coming together was like, okay, it was a perfect storm for me.
It sounds like that thing when
Alexa Demi.
Yeah, right. When people find out how old she is. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
When they found out how old she is. Or not. No, she's not old, but like they just found out
her real age. Right.
And then they were like, they started photoshopping her into like historic photos. They even put her in The Last Supper. Did you ever see that?
Yes, I did see
that. They put her in the background of The Last Supper. I was like, stop
it. I can't with people. Oh my God.
I hope you guys bring that level of like craziness and kookiness to Threads, please.
We need that. Please. Oh my God. I wish this had gone viral on Threads. Would have been a moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just obsessed with that clip. And like, I'm just
now I'm going to have to watch it.
You have to watch it.
Okay.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
I want to go over to the bonus episode. I want to talk some more. I want to talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey, some news that we got about that. Margaret called me this morning. So let's talk about Summer House. You have some news about that. And just like that a little bit. Although the latest episode wasn't really giving much. So we just like, we'll talk about some other stuff. Yeah.
I like to tell come talk though.
Yeah. Come talk. That's a new podcast. Do you want to tell people about your podcast and where to listen? Yes. And
yeah, so my
podcast is a video counterpart of it.
Yeah. It's so, called We Should Talk. You can watch it on YouTube or on Yahoo, and then you can listen to it wherever podcasts are. I do one interview a week. And then you can just follow me on Threads, Twitter, Instagram, wherever, at Gibsonoma, G-I-B-S-O-N-O-M-A. And yeah, this has been so much fun.
I do an interview a week. Sometimes I miss like by a couple of days. Sometimes I'll be like 5 days late or something, and people just drag me. They're like, where's the episode? People are in my DMs with like guns. It is a lot to do this weekly, guys. Oh my God. Even during Christmas, I get you guys. So I will make sure I am on time because I do not want to piss off the pets.
The pets.
The pets. You guys know where to find me, Pet Shop Boy on Instagram. Go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episode. We're going to continue over there. We're going to talk about so much more. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey because we have a lot of news about that. And I'll talk to you guys soon. I love you. Bye.